to you by Lady Bird.
Keywords with Peter and Jane. 11b. Adventure World. Based on the original Keywords with Peter and Jane reading scheme and research by William Murray. Original edition written by William Murray. This edition written by Abby Rushton. Illustrated by Martin Kane. Based on characters and design by Gustavo Massali. Copyright Ladybird Books Limited, 1964-2023. Audio copyright Ladybird Books Limited, 2023. Adventure World had come to the park. It was Saturday night, and Peter, Jane, Mum and Dad were walking through the park when Tess started barking.
"What's the matter, Tess?"
asked Jane.
"She saw something through the trees,"
Dad said.
"I bet it was a fox,"
said Peter.
"Or a mouse."
"I hope there won't be rain,"
said Mum, looking up.
"I don't mind,"
said Jane.
"That's what raincoats are for."
At Adventure World, Jane spotted a poster.
"Look,"
she said.
"A lost dog."
Everyone came over to see.
"He's so little,"
said Peter.
"His name is Jet,"
Jane read.
"What a sweet name."
"We can look around for him while we're here,"
Dad said.
"Wow, look at all the stands,"
Peter said, looking around Adventure World.
"Look at that rainbow popcorn!"
Lots of people were buying rainbow popcorn from the stand. Two police said hello to the children as they went by.
"Hello!"
Peter shouted.
"I'd like to be in the police."
Then Jane pointed to the rides, shouting,
"Let's go on the runaway train!"
Mum held Tess's lead while everyone went on the ride. Suddenly, Tess barked.
"What is it, Tess?"
Mum said. Then, Mum thought she saw a black and white tail under one of the food stands. The train bumped, rolled, and rocked around.
"Woohoo!"
Peter cried.
"Adventure World is amazing!"
Jane shouted, throwing her hands in the air.
"I'm glad we came."
"I'm not sure this ride was a good idea,"
Dad said, looking a bit sick. As soon as the ride finished, Peter said,
"Can we go again?"
"Oh no, no way,"
Dad said.
"That was the one and only time for me. That ride went on far too long."
Peter and Jane ran back to join Mum. Suddenly, Peter stopped and pointed at a food stand.
"Mum,"
he said,
"I think I just saw a small dog, the lost one."
Seeing where Peter was pointing, Mum said,
Tess was looking over there. I think she spotted the lost dog too.
Maybe it wasn't a fox or a mouse Tess saw by those plants while we were walking here,
cried Jane.
Maybe it was the lost dog. Clever Tess!
Everyone went over to the food stand and peered under it, but there was nothing there.
Do you need some help?
Someone asked. The family turned around and saw the police again.
Oh, yes. We thought we saw the lost dog,
said Dad.
We saw a poster when we came in.
There!
Jane shouted as the dog ran out. Everyone looked.
He went that way,
said Peter. He shouted the dog's name, but it ran off into the night.
He'll be back. There's lots of food around here,
the policewoman said.
You two go and have some fun. We'll watch out for him.
Let's go on the mouse run ride,
said Jane.
What about the sky swing ride?
Asked Dad.
Or the bumper cars?
Asked Peter.
Yes, bumper cars,
said Mum, handing Tess's lead to Dad. Jane and Peter went in one car and Mum went in the other.
We're going to bump you!
Peter shouted to Mum.
I've got an idea, Peter,
Jane said.
Go around there.
Look out, you two!
Mum shouted, bumping into the back of them suddenly.
Can we get some food, Dad?
Peter asked after they left the bumper cars.
Let's have chips,
Dad said. Everyone ate the chips from small cones while they watched a man and a woman go into the spooky train ride. They could hear cries and shouts coming from inside.
Listen to that,
Mum said. Suddenly, a man screamed.
Can we go on it?
Peter asked.
No!
Shouted Mum, Dad and Jane. Suddenly, Tess started to bark again.
You can have a chip, Tess,
Mum said.
But only one.
She's watching something around those two bins,
Dad said.
It's only a fox or a mouse.
No, Dad, look,
Jane said.
It's not a fox or a mouse. It's Jet, the lost dog.
Jane called Jet's name louder, but the small dog turned and ran off.
Come on, everyone,
Mum cried.
Stop that lost dog,
Dad shouted as they all ran after Jet. The policeman and the policewoman heard Dad shouting. They came to help, but the small dog ran through the policeman's legs. Then Jet went through a gap between two food stands. Everyone followed.
Oh no, we've lost him again,
said the policeman. Peter looked under the food stand.
He's here,
Peter said. Jane came beside Peter. She softly called the dog's name, but he didn't move.
I've got an idea,
Peter said.
We can give him some food.
He took out one of his chips. Slowly, Jet came nearer to Peter. Jane waited until the last moment before she took hold of the small dog.
Got you at last!
She cried.
He's shivering,
said Jane. Mum took off her raincoat.
Here, use this to keep him snug,
she said.
I'll find the lost dog poster and call the number on it,
the policewoman said. It wasn't long before a man ran up to them.
Oh, Jet!
The man cried as Jet licked his hand.
He went missing here last night.
He turned to Peter and Jane.
Thank you so much,
he said.
My name is Gurdeep. Jet's the best dog in the world. You've made me very happy. I need to give you a small gift.
Oh, you don't need to do that,
Jane said.
Everyone helped.
Seeing the food stands, the man said,
I will get hot drinks for everyone.
Oh, thank you,
cried Peter.
Shall we go on the sky swing next?
Peter asked.
Yes, come on then,
Dad said as he and Peter ran over to it. Mum and Jane watched while Dad went on the ride with Peter.
Whee!
Peter shouted.
Oh dear,
Dad said suddenly. He looked ill again. When the two of them came off the ride, Mum looked at her watch.
Listen, only one last ride,
she said.
It's been a long night. We need to get home.
Looking around Adventure World, Peter and Jane picked the big wheel. The policeman came and said he could look after Tess while the family all went on the big wheel. Everyone waved to the two police and Tess from the top.
We're a very long way up,
Peter said. When they were back on the ground, Jane said,
I think Adventure World is the best fun fair in the country.
Not just the country, the world!
Peter cried. Looking up at the night sky, Dad said,
I think it's going to rain soon. Let's go home.
As they left, the family thanked the police. They were walking out of Adventure World when Tess suddenly yelped.
What's the matter?
Peter said. Jane looked through the grass and picked up a plastic fork.
Tess stood on that,
she said crossly. Jane dropped the fork in a rubbish bin.
You'll make a great vet, Jane,
Mum said.
The two of you were very kind to that lost dog, too.
Peter said,
Mum, as we love animals, could we get a pet mouse?
I don't think that's a good idea,
said Mum.
But they're only small,
Peter pointed out.
We've got a dog, a cat, and two rabbits,
said Dad.
We don't need another pet.
Looking up at the sky again, he said,
"Come on, it's starting to rain."
Everyone ran home. They got inside just before the rain came down hard.
"Oh, we made it," said Mum.
"Much longer and we'd have been soaked. Bedtime, you two."
"Night, night,"
said Jane, yawning.
"Good night,"
Mum said. When Peter was tucked up in bed, he said,
"Mum, I'm still thinking about getting a mouse."
"Listen, Peter,"
Mum said,
"I don't think a pet mouse is a good idea."
Peter had another idea.
"Tomorrow, I'll use my pens to draw a mouse,"
he said. The next morning, Tess was still walking around with a limp.
"We'll have to take her to the vet,"
Dad said. Peter, Jane and Dad all went to the vet and sat in the waiting room.
"Look, Dad,"
Peter said.
"That boy by the plant has got a mouse."
"Tess,"
the vet shouted.
"Oh, it's our turn,"
Dad said, jumping up.
"She stood on a plastic fork,"
Dad told the vet.
"I hope it's nothing too bad."
"Oh dear, Tess, I just need to check you over,"
said the vet. The vet took a long look at Tess's paw and made some notes.
"It's nothing bad,"
she said.
"It's only a small cut. Use some of this cream on Tess's paw 2 times a day.
"I want to be a vet when I'm older,"
Jane said.
"That's a great idea,"
said the vet. As they left the vet, they suddenly saw their new friend.
"Jet!"
Jane cried.
"Oh, hello,"
said Gurdeep.
"I came to get Jet checked over after his adventure. Listen, I'd like to thank you two some more. What if we all went back to Adventure World tonight and I watched the dogs? You could go on the rides as a family."
"Oh, Dad, could we?"
cried Peter.
"That's a very good idea, Gurdeep,"
Dad said.
"Thank you."
When they got home, Mum was in the garden. Dad told Mum about the visit to the vet and the plan to go back to Adventure World.
"That sounds perfect,"
cried Mum.
"Can someone help me with this before we go?"
She was looking at the rabbit hutch.
"We need to stop the foxes from getting in,"
Mum told them.
"All that talk about foxes last night made me remember that we need to fix this."
Dad and Jane took Tess inside while Peter looked at the plants and helped Mum.
"Mum,"
he said,
"I've been thinking about what you said about the mouse last night. We have the best pets in the world, so we don't need any more for a while."
"We do have the best pets, Peter,"
Mum said, laughing.
"Can you lift this for me? Now nothing can harm our rabbits. Shall we plant some food for the rabbits?"
Mum said.
"I have some watercress seeds."
Peter nodded. he remembered planting seeds at Aunt Liz's allotment. He took a trowel and made small holes for the seeds. Mum looked up at the sky.
I don't think you'll need to use a watering can to water them,
she said.
It looks like it will rain again.
I hope the rain stays away for our trip to Adventure World,
said Peter. That night, the family went back to Adventure World.
Adventure World is the best,
Peter said.
This time it's even better, because Mum and Dad can come on the bumper cars,
said Jane.
Oh, I'm the best at these,
shouted Dad, getting into a car.
You won't get around me.
You'll have to catch us first,
Jane cried, zooming away.